Welcome to The Piping Hour. I'm your host, Stephen Rookledge, and in this time together, we'll explore new and old recordings of Kilmore and Kilbeg, the big and small music of the great Highland bagpipe, as well as enjoy some Gaelic song and listen to some various music from Celtic folk traditions. We're coming to you from the Reading studios of KKRN Bella Vista, 88.5 FM. We're streaming online at kkrn.org, and we have a free app available for streaming on the go. So we hope you stay with us for the next hour to listen to some of the best bagpipes on the wireless here on The Piping Hour. Welcome to this hour's pipe music, everyone. Very happy that you joined me. I was feeling in a bit of a whimsical mood today and decided to produce this show from what I believe are very interesting tracks. We're going to start this hour with John McFadgen playing in a BBC recording at Dunvegan Castle in 1969, the Kilmore piece Rory MacLeod's Lament.
Sjá, elam dánalach, hamí anna donation, alapu, I geistach rysi fí, er a radio, ag uar I fí barach, ag sa dolamach, kkrn.org.
Thank you. Mér skrínið pjón skrifas, sagðið glæsir tjétan fíla, sét og hjál hók ek mín tjín, nú vi.
We're nearing the end of our time together, and I wanted to remind you that you are a listener to listener-supported community radio, KKRN 88.5 FM. Now, we're supported by listeners like you, and this show and all shows on this station are brought to you by volunteers. Now, if you're interested in becoming a supporter of listener-supported radio, go to our website, kkrn.org, and click on the Donate button. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and mail us a donation to P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065. The locals can always call us at 530-337-1101 to see about volunteer opportunities here at the station. We'll be right back. pipe major William Ross, plays tunes appropriate for the dance, the Chantreuse, from a recording in 1927. We started this hour with John McFadgen, playing at Dunvegan Castle in 1969, Rory MacLeod's Lament. Then into the Clutha, played a couple of retreats from their album The Bonnie Mill Dams from 1977, pipe major John D. Burgess, from a 1983 recording, Flight of the Eaglets. Then Neil Clark, half of the Glen Bervey folk duo, played a medley, Allendale Pipers. That led into Duncan Johnston, playing from a 1979 recording, McIntosh's Banner. Then Joy Dunlop, from her Awakening CD in 2010, Hihoro is na horo ele. And pipe major John McClellan played some strathspeys and reels from a 1967 Folkways album. And that led into the 78th Fraser Highlanders Pipe Band, World's Medley from 1987. They were the first band from overseas to take top spot. And that was right before pipe major William Ross. We're going to go out this hour with the words and music of pipe major Robert Urquhart Brown. These are recordings from the Masters of Pibroch CDs that were produced by Green Tracks in 2002. Here's pipe major Brown playing the Pibroch Too Long in This Condition from a recording in 1960. And until we all have the opportunity to meet again during the next piping hour, we do wish for you safe seas.
I will start this tune originally by Jonathan Ewan, a pupil of Sandy Cameron's, my first tutor. And then I had it brightened up and perfected a wee bit as I was getting older by George Allen. And I played it to John MacDonald, and he said, oh, yes, his comment was, oh, yes, that's very nice, Brown. Of course, I played different. I had the MacDonald setting of it, and he played it with the GD&E grace notes, plus also that first variation, which he played slightly differently. You'll see it in the Pibroch Society's book. However, I'll go on with the tune as I was taught it.